Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by AARP.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're kicking this morning off with an Omarosa observation. This is the second time President Donald Trump has been entangled with a woman who is equally adept at playing the media. First, it was Stormy Daniels. Now, it seems like Omarosa has gotten into Trump's head. Let's break it down. Omarosa is a Trump insider who's gone rogue. She's publicly hinting that she's betrayed Trump and the White House in the worst way by surreptitiously recording hours of private conversations that she might or might not release depending on how events unfold. Oh, and by the way, she said on Hardball last night that she'd be glad to pass the tapes over to Robert Mueller should he ask.
She's making it clear that she is in control, not Trump and the White House. She clearly isn't keeping quiet, and the attempt to pay her off didn't work. The president's brand is savvy and strength. Omarosa is putting him back on his heels. And in that, the president risks looking weak. The president was tweeting about her last night. He tweeted at 9:50 that Mark Burnett called to say there are no tapes of The Apprentice where I use such a terrible and disgusting word as attributed by wacky and deranged Omarosa. I don't have that word in my vocabulary and never have. She made it up. Look at her many recent quotes saying such wonderful and powerful things about me. A true champion of civil rights until she got fired. Omarosa had zero credibility with the media. They didn't want her interviews when she worked in the White House. Now that she says bad about me, they will talk to her. Fake news.
Our colleagues Eliana Johnson and Annie Carney are reporting that Omarosa claims to have secretly recorded Jared and Ivanka, while Nancy Cook and Andrew Restuccia have unpacked Trump's effort to ban top aides from writing tell-all books with a two-page non-disclosure agreement. The use of NDAs in this way is unprecedented. Annie and Eliana have another good scooplet, reporting that White House staffers get a discount on Trump-branded merchandise sold at his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club.
Trump was back on the road yesterday. The New York Times breaks down his trip to Utica, where he mocked Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. He also said Cuomo once told him he would never run against him for president. The Times also notes that Trump never mentioned John McCain during his 28-minute speech about signing the John McCain National Defense Authorization Act.
And here's the latest on the Manafort trial. Darren Samuelson, Josh Gerstein, and Kyle Chaney report that the prosecution rested their case, and now Paul Manafort's defense will begin today. Bloomberg is reporting that Manafort asked Jared Kushner for help to get a Chicago banker a Trump job. And in the juice, we've got the League of Conservation Voters launching a $200,000 campaign, including a digital ad and grassroots effort to oppose Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The effort is focused on Nevada, Maine, and Alaska.
Here's what's on tap for Trump's Tuesday. The president is scheduled to have lunch with Mike Pompeo. Vice President Mike Pence is heading to Cincinnati for an event boosting Mike DeWine for governor. He then goes to Toledo for Jim Renacci for Senate. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.